Proclamation number 0607 of 8th of October, 1938. The Lord's Co-workers. Precondition. Chosen people. Whoever thirsts for the truth, the Savior gives him words of eternal life. A pure heart and a receptive mind are the prerequisites for hearing these words. Likewise, all senses must be directed to God, then the thinking of the earthly child will be spiritualized in such a way that the Spirit of God can now make itself known, and from this connection of the Spirit of God with the soul life of man, an undreamt of advantage arises. It is always only a question of time whether man wants to take the deepest wisdom from these proclamations or is content with less. Working on oneself also increases receptivity. The firm will and deep faith are also necessary to be able to penetrate into the depths of divine wisdom. And so the whole being of man must undergo a slow transformation, if he wants to be active as a co-worker of the Lord on earth, to be instructed by him and to be guided into all wisdom. Thus, only the right perseverance is needed to achieve the greatest success, because every work is worth its reward. But the blessing that pours over the earthly child from such work is unspeakably great. Few will be able to fulfill such an office, because the things that cannot be grasped with one's hands make them falter again and again, and therefore they do not devote themselves to this work full of confidence. Then, of course, it cannot be expected that the first attempts will bring high results to light, but man must practice diligent work, patience and perseverance, if he wants to be a faithful co-worker of the Lord and receive heaven's reward. There have certainly been people on earth at all times who stood in the most intimate relationship to God, and these had been made recognizable by God at all times through extraordinary work, so that His grace was visibly expressed. Those people, however, were mostly standing outside the church, i.e., outside of what mankind had built up in false knowledge. They had found the way to God in their innermost hearts and in the deepest attachment to the divine Savior, had placed their lives completely in the will of God, and to these the Lord revealed Himself and gave them the crown of life already on earth. These were in most cases confessors of the pure Word of God, but abhorring all externals, all pomp and self-love, and so in the midst of falsehood and lies, they found the right way to God and were therefore also strengthened by extraordinary proofs of grace at all times. Interruption.